Video gambling measure in Chicago defeated by voters. Residents of Downers Grove, a suburb of Chicago, Illinois, have rejected a proposal that would have permitted a limited number of video gambling machines in certain restaurants within the community. According to preliminary results from the DuPage County Clerk's Office, approximately 17,698 voters opposed the measure, while 9,738 voters were in favor, resulting in a substantial margin against the initiative. Media outlet Shaw Local reports that the advisory referendum on Tuesday stirred substantial debate in the community. Opponents argued that introducing these machines into restaurants would compromise Downers Grove's family-oriented character and community values. Advocates for the measure, on the other hand, contended that video gambling machines could boost the competitiveness of Downers Grove's restaurant sector, aligning it more closely with neighboring towns that already permit video gambling. Supporters of the measure claimed that video gambling would not increase crime rates, attract transient populations, reduce property values, or harm the family-friendly reputation of Downers Grove. They pointed to the availability of alcohol and tobacco in the village as examples of regulated, adult-only activities that coexist with Downers Grove's community image and questioned why video gambling should be any different. However, those against the measure highlighted the limited financial impact that video gambling revenue would bring to the village. Based on projections, the tax revenue generated by the terminals was estimated at around $265,320, which would represent a mere 0.4% of Downers Grove's $63 million annual operating budget. Furthermore, opponents pointed out that Downers Grove already enjoys one of the lowest restaurant vacancy rates in DuPage County, a rate that is below that of other communities in the county that allow video gambling. A win for the opposition. Rich Kulovani, a former member of the Downers Grove Village Council and a vocal critic of video gambling, argued that the anticipated financial benefits of video gambling for the village were exaggerated. Kulovani emphasized that Downers Grove has a thriving restaurant scene, with around 150 restaurants in addition to clubs and recreational facilities. Kulovani also expressed satisfaction that the residents were given an opportunity to express their views on the issue, noting that when he served on the village council, a significant majority of emails received, between 85% and 90%, were against video gambling. This strong public sentiment reportedly influenced some council members' perspectives on the matter during Kulovani's time in office. If the measure had passed, the village would have implemented strict regulations on the availability and placement of video gambling terminals. The proposal allowed for only 10 licenses, with each license permitting a maximum of 6 gambling terminals. Additionally, specific requirements would have governed the terminal's configuration and visibility within each establishment. In the downtown area, licenses would have been restricted to venues holding Class C and Rec liquor licenses. Furthermore, to qualify for a video gambling license, businesses would have needed to hold a village liquor license in good standing for a minimum of 12 months. Under the terms of the proposed ordinance, video gambling terminals would have been confined to a separate room within the licensed establishments. This setup was designed to prevent noise from the machines from spilling into other parts of the venue, maintaining a distinct separation between the gambling area and the primary dining or business spaces. Signs would have been required to clearly state that patrons under the age of 21 were prohibited from entering the gambling area. Furthermore, additional signage would have provided information about the potential risks of gambling and resources for addiction support.